Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Missing pages of history. The world will not get any better if we just let it be. We need to make our contribution, and this is what we would do under the banner of Missing Pages of History. We'd like to invite you to come and join with us today as we continue to fill in our missing pages. Today's theme will be The World is Watching Us. Like always, we have our contributor, our historian, and our analyst, Emmanuel, who will be giving his perspectives on the theme today. And we would like to have your participation by calling in at 818-337-0016. Please hit 1, and we will acknowledge your last 4 numbers. This is Missing Pages of History. And right now, we will get started with this program by welcoming Emmanuel to Missing Pages of History. Emmanuel, welcome to Missing Pages of History.
Thank you.
Emmanuel, this past week, there was a response from Donald Trump who gave a recommendation of alarming and arming teachers with guns. We'd like to hear your perspective on allowing teachers to carry guns. There are many aspects to this particular issue. We'd like for you to address the first aspect of how much gun control do we need?
Well, that's a very difficult question. But there, you look for solutions to any question or any happening. And what has happened, the president won't teach us to be armed. There's a big negative sign on this, small plus. First of all, they're not there to be security guards and be law enforcement, teachers are not. They're in the system to educate. Number two, arming a teacher with a weapon, a lot of things could go wrong. A lot of things. No, it's okay to have a gun. It's okay to go forward with it. Going forward is something different. I'm a veteran, been in the military, Vietnam veteran. Shooting someone at the pulse of the moment, you got to be trained to do that. Taking a human life. Teachers are just not in that particular mode. That could be a blow up. Again, the SWAT team come forward. They're looking for a person with a pistol. And when the person come in to do mass killings, they're not coming with a pistol. They come with an AK-47, AR-15, that's what they come in. You're talking about you're overpowered. You just got a concealed pistol. Your mind's going to trickle. Your mind is going to think, I'm up against a gun that, you know, a mass weapon that's totally, I'm outnumbered with the weapons it discharged. Here's one that does 90 shells in a minute, and yours doing 6, 8, 10, maybe 16 at the most if you have a clock. Well, SWAT team come in, looking for someone with a gun. Teach you with a gun, you never know. Mental state ability, anyone can go off any given time. Domestic violence is 60% of our shootings. It's domestic violence. The thing is through how you curb the weapons. Teachers should not have, at no given time, any type of weaponry in a classroom. You never know what's going to go in the classroom. You just don't know. You're adding and contributing to a violent culture already. A very violent culture. Killing is one of our manifestations. Killing people any way we can. From hanging, from drowning, shooting, stabbing. This is what this culture does. Police shooting. Unarmed people, the arms are raised to them. And look what happens. This is what we cannot happen. Teachers, armed teachers, and don't give a time. This is not a solution. This is a problem. How you want to solve this problem, gun control, is to take the AR-15s, the AK-47s, the automatic weapons, you got to take them out of the system other than the law enforcement and military. No one can buy these guns. To do what? You can't hunt a deer with them, can't hunt rabbits with them, can't see you hunting with that. Not a hunting weapon. That's a war weapon. So let people, like I said, but look at the sales. The sales will be dwindling. It's all about the money, about gun manufacturers, that it's all about. Now, you arm the teachers, it's going to cost us a bunch of money, and it trained them again. Training, all this, all good stuff. But when it's time to go forward, people freeze up, get scared, fear. The biggest thing is fear. Shooting someone is fear. Some people, of course, there's no fear involved, but they do. They've been taught to do this as a young kid, been trained. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. Firing range, doing this, buying them guns at 12, 13, 14, especially in the red states. They do this in the red states. Your Texas, your Nebraska, your Iowa, your Montana, your South Dakota, North Dakota. This is what they do. It's part of their culture. It's shooting. This is part of their culture. Self-defense is so weak sometimes. But so that's a defense for shooting people. So this is in their culture. You can't stop culture mores and trends. This is what you do. It's what you always have done. Subjected people to mandatory type punishment. Cruel, unusual punishment. This is our culture. This is America's culture. It's European culture. This is what they feast on. They try to blame other people, other nationalities, but no. They're the one that put this stuff in the pulpit. They preach it, everything else. First time I saw a book with a Bible, had a gun in it. I mean, what? But this is what they bring to the table. I'm going to repeat it again. Teachers should not ever be armed. Ever.
You know, Emmanuel, part of this equation, this problem, is how some people are interpreting the U.S. Constitution around the Second Amendment. They use the Second Amendment as a rationalization of having guns under all situations. How do you address this issue of the Second Amendment, and how do we counteract that?
Well, the Second Amendment has to be amended. The Second Amendment talk about guns in the 1700s, muskets. We're talking about automatic weapons now. So we got to add something to this. Like an automobile, there's got to be limitations. AR-15s, AK-47s should not be in no person be able to buy that particular weapon. Military and law enforcement only. SWAT team, this type of thing. No citizen other than what I just named should be able to buy a purchase type of weapon. Number two, the age group, 16, 18, 21 years of age, 21. Stop the 18 stuff. You can vote at 18, that's fine. But 21, left, when he still cannot, they should ban automatic weapons. What you going to do with them? Hunt a deer, rabbit? You can't. This cannot happen. You're talking about a gun that's used 90 times, probably in a minute or more. And teachers, they are basically, you got a revolver going against an AR-15. You got a revolver going against an AK-47. There's no match. Law enforcement can't even match it sometimes when the person got this type of weapon. So I say again, we need less guns and less people having them. Everything goes toward mental health. Mental health is not one of the chief reasons to purchase a gun. This is one of the cop-outs, mental health. But it's amazing that when a white person do this, basically, or a European person do this, it's mental. It's mental. It's not mental. It's what they want to do because they get away with it. They can plead guilty, don't get the chair, just go to prison. This is what I did. This is what I'm remembered mainly for. I made history. See, it only happened in the school arming teachers. We're talking about concerts. We're talking about nightclubs. We're talking about movie theaters. Anywhere there's talking about churches. Anywhere a mass of people actually come. We're not talking about places like Disney World yet. My God, what happened there? We're talking about a mass of people. Then when I prayed some years ago, guys on top of buildings shoot down into the mall. Just picking people off. So you're talking about something that's contagious. It's a disease. And we have very little solutions for them. But the basic thing is guns. Don't put the guns in certain people's hands under 21 years of age and ban assault weapons. Ban them totally. You cannot purchase that type of weapon. No one, again, should have this weapon but the SWAT teams, police, law enforcement, the military. These are war weapons. That's what they are. Illegal gun sales, again. We have to stop that. Find a way to stop that. We know who they are. You can get into a town in a half an hour and find who got narcotics and who got illegal gun sales within a half an hour. I don't know what town you go into, especially a large town. Easy to do.
Emmanuel, when we talk about this whole issue of gun control, there's this elephant in the room that they call the NRA and how strong they are in terms of dictating what would take place under this banner of gun control. Talk about NRA, its impact, as well as maybe some of the companies who support them. For example, I was looking up a paper the other day, and I realized that here are just some of the companies that back the NRA. Yeah, TrueCar, Hearst, Avis, Budget, Enterprise, Alamo, Nationals, FedEx, Norton, Airline, Simple Safe, Starkey, First National Bank of Omaha, Life Insurance Central. I mean, these are just some of the countries that's backed the NRA. How do you address this kind of power influence?
Well, the companies involved in this, members, they contribute. They're the big major donors. You got quite a few politicians, more Republicans. Maybe it's more like 90% Republicans, 10% Democrats get money from the MRA. The largest donor, I think, the senator gets the most, I think, is John McCain, Arizona, $7.7 million he gets. You'll find out that the guys in Arizona, Texas, Florida, the red states basically are Republican states. NRA makes sure they court these particular states and they'll make sure that the gun laws are abused. They have gun shows all the time. I think we need to boycott. Enterprise on the Alamo, their own national. Don't get a car from them. Don't run a car from them. Get a similar list out to everybody, of the people knowing who they are. Once you hit the pocketbook, things change. You hit any pocketbook in a capitalist society, it changes. Because you change economics. Changing economics is a huge thing. You're changing capitalism and what it's supposed to stand for, what it's supposed to do. See, once you do that, that whole stage changes. The stage changes. So again, do not support these entities or these companies. Again, rent from other companies and do not support them. Ask them up front when you go in, do you support the NRA? Are you guys in NRA being a donor? You'll find them talking out their neck sideways on both sides of their neck. They don't like to admit being a Republican sometimes. But this is how bad it is. But you know who you are. No, I don't donate to them. Yes, you do. You can show these guys that you donate money to AR. I think the question was asked to Rubio, the congressman in Florida. Would you take any money from NRA now before this happened? He didn't answer the question. because he needs that money to run. So you have some of these guys who take money from the NRA, would they continue doing so? They will continue doing so.
Emmanuel, we're going to raise one more issue as it relates to this issue. And then for our listening audience, those who would like to call in and weigh in on this subject, please call in and hit 1 at 818-337-0016. Emmanuel, you know, recently there was a lack of response from certain security guards at the school where the students was killed. And some of the lives that was lost, some people trying to infer that it was the lack of response by the security guards. How do you view this issue of the lack of response by the security guards? Did they act reasonably, or should any blame be given to them? Or what is your narrative on this whole issue of security guards and preventing these lives from happening?
Well, my response to security guard, we know you're overpowered. Your mind sort of trickles your mind. He's got a revolver. He's going against an AR-15. That security guy wasn't going out there facing our AR-15. It's like any military person in the military training. You know you're over. We called in the helicopters. We were overpowered. We needed help. And he first thing was to get on the phone and call for help the quickest he possibly could. He was not going to respond to that. No. He knew. He's got a family, too. Death is looking dead in the face. He tried to do anything at all. You're going to be an AR-15, AK-47, overpowered weapon. You're masterless for this weapon. You're masterless. So what you going to do? I only put a little blame there, trying to bring people to safety. But that's what happened. That's the response. You know you're overpowered like anything else. You know it's like a fire. Kids inside the house. You go back in, someone will be bravery, going to try to get the kids out. You know if you go back in, you're going to die too. Like a swimming accident. You know you can't swim. Kids have been in the pool. You can't swim. You go dive in the pool knowing your life is gone also. So that's the response I get from that. He knew he was overpowered. 90 bullets fired at one in some like 15, 20 seconds. He didn't have a chance. So my response to that is he was overpowered. I think that got into his head right away to respond to that.
You know, my response to that is that you never miss an opportunity to look at the impact of race when it comes to European people getting killed. I say this because with those who won't put criticism on these guards, security guards, where would the criticism for the police and their lack of response during the Hurricane Katrina and some of these natural disasters? Many of the officials, police officials, when it came to Katrina, they walked off the force and left the people hanging. We didn't get that kind of response from them. So again, it seems to me when we're talking about responses, for some reason or another, race always plays a role under this American capitalist system. But what we're going to do right now, we have some people waiting who would like to make their comments or questions on this issue or in response to Donald Trump's recommendation on arming teachers. We'll bring in our first caller, caller 3330. Welcome to Missing Pages on History. Your question or comment, caller 3330. The mic is yours.
What? You have to understand, when you look at the recent comments made by 45 alarming teachers, there's a certain level of pro-violence rhetoric that he embraces. Because remember, one of the things he said on the campaign was, oh, Chicago has all these violent incidents, so we need to go take over Chicago. So you got to understand, when he makes comments like this, he's speaking to a certain crowd, and there's a bigger agenda at play in terms of what he wants. Because at the end of the day, he wants control. And who's to say that when he makes comments like that, he's trying to get a foothold in certain sectors? Because we know the way he operates when it comes to business is he's the kind of person that wants to take over and get a foothold in certain industries. He knows that it's profitable to have a foothold in the gun industry. So who knows what kind of dealings he would how to put in play by implementing such a policy.
Okay, thank you very much, Carlo, for your response and comments. We'll put you back on hold. If you'd like to come back in, just hit 1 again. Next, we'll go to caller 6029. Caller 6029, welcome to Missing Pages of History. Your question or comments, please.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Thanks for taking my call. You know, one of the things, I mean, you know, we can't get away from, you know, looking at society as a whole in terms of propensity for violence. One of the things, I think there's a certain amount of fear, a tremendous amount of fear that exists in a society. As fear pertains to the masses of people, the media could keep portraying a situation where conceivably, you know, that, you know, these communities are very, very violent, and so therefore arming yourself is the only realistic response. On a big, grander level, I think one of the things that you have the people who run a society who are in fear, given the fact that there's a tremendous amount of injustice that pervades the society. And so one of the ways in order for them to maintain control, violence got to be a part of their overall strategy in terms of maintaining control. And so from the ruling class, you see this constant, you know, drumbeat, you know, for more and more war, more and more destructiveness, more and more killing. So I think it's in part to the fact the fear that the ruling class fear in terms of understanding that at some point people will come to the realization that they need a different paradigm in terms of, you know, their humanity. And one of the things the ruling class does not want to come into existence is a different paradigm, because if you have a different paradigm, that means the ruling class loses out economically. So therefore, all this violence, this portrayal of violence, you know, all these display of destructiveness, I think it's something that plays into the overall strategy of the ruling class. In fact, this is the way they want it. And so this is the thing we got to understand. So when we talk about the question in terms of the Second Amendment, as far as the ruling class is concerned, it's not a problem as long as those guns are not directed toward the ruling class. As long as those guns are directed toward each other, then it serves the interests of the ruling class. And so this is the thing that we have to understand. So I think that this kind of violence that we've seen, the kind that's constantly being propped up by the media, it's all by design. So we should not delude ourselves to believing that, you know, any real discussion in terms of, you know, changing gun laws is going to happen in society. It simply can't happen because it's too profitable, but more importantly, strategically it's important for the ruling class to continue this culture of fear, which serves their interest in terms of making sure people never get to the point where they actually use those weapons on a ruling class. And I want to thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for your comments, callers. Emmanuel, you heard some of our callers that response to the subject. One raised the issue that Donald Trump is playing to a certain segment of his people. Another raised the issue that is to certain wealthy people's interests to create fear, as long as these guns are not affecting them and their families, and this may continue. What is just your general response to what you have heard so far?
Well, it's affecting the ruling class because the people are getting killed, basically white, and the mass shootings, from the concerts to the schools to the theaters. That, too, was getting killed. The ruling class people want to call it that. But, again, we're talking about manufacturing. We're talking about gun sales. We're talking about $300 million conglomerate. Again, we talk about the Second Amendment. I said before, it needs to be amended. We're talking about something happened 1700 was written, with a musket to shoot one time. We're talking about a different type of farm now, different type of guns now. You can't use the word gun. Limitations. You know, you get in your car, and you get out of your car, and you through the neighborhood. That's not 60 miles an hour. That's 20 miles per hour. Limitation. Go a little bit further out, maybe 40 miles per hour. You go by with school buses, or school kids are going 15, 20 miles. You got to stop for the school bus. That's limitations. This is what we have to do. Take that Second Amendment and put some limits on it. Less than the amendment there. Said this is the type of gun we're talking about. See, gun is just a huge term. That's a big term. People kill with cars. Look what happened in South. Guy drove a car. Look what happened over in Paris. Guy driving a car, a truck through. See, so it's not only so guns, it's killing masses of people. So not so much people getting killed. to no fault of their own, innocent people. Nothing to do with a ruling class. People are getting killed, all classes. But again, we can put limitations on something. Like I said, I gave you a good analogy of, you know, of an automobile. Automobile you buy when it's 200 some miles an hour. You can't put it on the street out here. That's for race car. It goes on the track, it's controlled. It's a different ballgame. We have to understand that. Limitations, speed limit. You get out there, less safety, less this, that. You're hitting somebody. More accidents happen if it's around your home within 2 miles of your home. Why? There's a reason for that. Because you're speeding 60 mile an hour in a 20 mile an hour zone. That's why they put signs up on the place. Going to get on the highway, 70 miles an hour. Wider, safer. Understand that. Something we don't understand, we're putting in things we need to put in. All we got to do is take the Second Amendment, like we did the First Amendment, and just put some limits on it. Ban certain things. Doesn't do it to ruling class. Ruling class is going to stay where they are. Not going to do anything with that. That's capitalism. You're not going to do anything with that at all. Forget about that. That's too far-fetched when black people are 12% of the population of this country, 326 million. Forget it. That's talking out the side of your neck. Ain't nobody listening. Nobody's listening.
Let's bring it. Let's bring in one more caller. We're going to bring in a contributor for Mr. Pages. We're going to bring in Susie. She has a perspective on this issue. Susie, welcome to Mr. Pages. What is your contribution you'd like to make towards a particular subject area?
Okay. Basically, I think everybody pretty much put the same view that I would feel, because the thing about it, with the NRA, this has been an organization that people have feared over the years and everything, and they were able to get the contributions that they gave to certain senators, House of Representatives, and different things like that. And that's not going to change, because when you think about it, these individuals they look forward to the amount of money that they can raise off of the NRA. And even with these businesses, so far I know about, like, it's like 14 of them that's saying they're going to cut their ties. They're not going to cut their ties, because the thing about it, the NRA is the underlying things that they had the NRA to do for them exactly. So therefore, they're going to still be giving their support to the NRA. The thing about it is that they're going to come in a backdoor way as a way of doing it. So, and like Mr. Joyner said, the thing about it, you need to change the Second Amendment. I don't see that even changing, the thing about it, because it's been here, and they're not going to let it go, because that NRA allows them to have the power that they want. So that's my opinion.
Okay, we have various perspectives. One of the things I would like to just put out at this point in time, in terms of the consequences, possibility of some of the consequences, if you allow teachers to arm themselves, I think you'll see an increase of violence. For example, people never think about how teachers, they may get mad and get upset and end up shooting innocent young people, students, particularly students of color or African students. They can say their life will feel threatened and shoot them. So I only can see this only going to get worse, and you have increased more possibilities. That is something I just want to put out there for people to think about. So what we're going to do right now, this is Missing Page of History. We're going to take a station break. When we come back, again, You're welcome to call in and share your views and comments on the various topics that we are discussing today. And our theme today is the world is watching. The world is watching what's going on inside the U.S. And they want to get a better understanding on why the things are happening. So again, we'd like for you to join us today and fill in these missing pages. But right now, let's go to a station break, and when we come back, we'll discuss an update on the Russiagate. It's still moving along. Sports and politics, LeBron James versus Fox News. What you think about that issue? As well as MPH's position on African History Month. Those and more. We'll be right back after station break. This is Missing Pages of History. Give you an update on what's happening with MPH, and then we will come back and continue the discussion as we will discuss an update on the Russiagate. It's still moving along, and we're going to talk a little bit about sports and politics. What do you think about LeBron versus Fox News? That was a recent comment that athletes should speak on social issues. Are they out of place? These are other issues we will discuss right after we come back from an update on what's happening with MPH. Right now we'll bring Susie in. Susie, here's an update on what's happening with MPH.
Okay. I'd like to remind our listening audience that we have our upcoming raffle drawing, which will be March the 10th, 2018, and it's at 1 o'clock, and it'll be advertised on Blog Talk Radio, so you need not be present, and you can get tickets by either going online or contacting one of our representatives to purchase those tickets. So our MPH TV show, which will start in September the 12th, and it's on Wednesday nights from 9 to 10 p.m., and you can follow us on Comcast Channel 95 or Fios Channel 36. And it is a live call-in, so you're welcome to call in with questions or comments. And last and final, we do have our ongoing T-shirt and cap drive, which you can go to our website, www.mphinc.org, and purchase your T-shirt and cap. And also, you can go to our website for suggestions or programs that you may be interested in hearing about in the future. Once again, we thank you for your support, and I will turn you back to Lee.
And with that announcement, we also just want, again, to find out more about MPH again, please visit our website at www.mphinc.org. And we are open to membership. We're looking for more people to come forward and help us improve and help us build our communities and make them better. And you can always send your charitable donations or contributions to MPH, P.O. Box 27782, Richmond, Virginia, 23261. All contributions are tax deductible. And like all things, we need resources to help move our communities forward. We thank you for your support. Now let's get back into the discussion and program today. The world is watching us. Emmanuel, when we're talking about the world is watching us, give us a synopsis on your perspective on the update of the Russiagate. It is still moving on.
Now, to make one correction, when the caller said that change the Second Amendment, I didn't say change the Second Amendment to amend it, like we did the Voting Rights Act, so you can amend things to make it more expired. Because, back in 1700, things have changed. All I'm saying, put limitations amended where it fits what's happening right now in this country. As for, like I said again, gun. They didn't talk about assault rifle. They didn't have assault rifle then, or assault gun. They said gun. Gun, G-U-N, that's all they said. So, again, let's take and modify that. Let's put some limitations on that. Let's readdress that again to get more gun control. Now I'm going back to the Russian probe. The Russian probe is moving along like it should, basically. It's getting very deep. It's cornering people. Indictments are coming out. More indictments are coming. It's going to lead to the White House as usual. But again, how long Manafort can protect the president? So the Counselor Mueller is moving everything along like it should, very methodically, but moving everything legal at the same time. And again, when you start putting time on people, Manafort looking at 70 years, he's got a choice. Die in prison or turn Donald Trump in. He's going to have a choice. So Gates, his partner, they got choices. He's looking at 30 years. They'll die in prison. to see their family on visitation rights. It's a ruling class. These guys are crooks. They're swindlers. They're con artists. 30 more charges. And the same charges he's putting on Manafort is the same charges on Donald Trump. Income tax. Same. Falsifying income tax. Same thing. Donald Trump is doing it also. So with the indictment, people are not looking at the thing like I'm looking at it. What they're doing to Manafort is the same thing I'm doing to the same charges. Over half of the charges are the same charges. Also, on his son-in-law. They're the same type of charges. Why he can't get a clearance. So the probe is moving along like it should. It's getting deep and deeper and deeper. Everybody's on stitches. They're nervous because it's moving toward the White House. There's no more hoax. There's no more witch hunt. It's where it's going. And like I said, all trails lead to the White House. Everybody keep watching because the world is watching this Russian probe. The world is watching. And we take notice because 7% of us are taking notice of this type of swindling what's going on in our government. And our government slowly being dismantled from a democracy. Slowly. Slowly going to a dictatorship, an authoritative type government. We don't need to be there. We don't need to be an authoritative type government where the president had this much power. So the Russian probe is going to dethrone everything. This is a good, very good Kaplan. This guy is outstanding. No one knows. There's no leaks. Nobody knows what's going on, basically. He's got to read through the lines. He's getting people that knows exactly. If you start putting time out there, you're talking about 70 years, you start talking about 30 years, and you're in your 50s, early 60s, you would die in prison. So you got a choice. Dying in prison, or you might say get a sentence that's more lean, can go to 5 or 6 years, can go at least for 4 years. 7 years versus 4 or 5 years. Might get probation, all this type of thing. But there's no big crime being committed as far as killing somebody or taking a life. This paper, this documentation, it's all documentation. That's how they got Al Capone. Income tax evasion. That's number one. Committing fraud. Conducting white collar crimes. I call it a ruling class crimes. And this is what Mueller's going after. So the Russian probe, Russiagate, is going along very, very, very well. Couldn't ask for a better investigation. It's very enlightening. Very enlightening.
Emmanuel gave me your synopsis on the conversion of sports and politics in this country, particularly the recent issue that has risen around statements by LeBron James and critiquing some of the decisions that came from Donald Trump. And that was a response to him speaking out on some of these issues from a news anchor woman from Fox News Company. She stated or replied that as an athlete, he has no right to speak on social issues. My question to you, was he out of place and can athletes speak to social issues?
Well, first of all, freedom of press, freedom of speech, we have so many freedoms here like no other country has. LeBron James has a platform, and there's no backlash for him. See, a lot of black people don't speak out because of the backlash. Lose your job, what you going to do? You got a mortgage. Well, he don't have a problem. He's worth $600-700 million. What you going to do to LeBron James? Nothing. These are the ones that should be speaking out. They got the millions. They can't hurt them. See, most black folk, about 95% can be hurt with backlash. for 5%. They entertain us to a certain extent. They even heard of the tennis. Can't get the move. Can't do this. Can't do that. Athletes are very difficult to backlash because they're paying millions from Jump Street. Some of the tennis get millions, so they can live the rest of their life regardless of the backlash, like her and Belafonte. They didn't care about no backlash. Sitting in the party, they didn't care. Money. They got money. What you going to do with them? Nothing. Muhammad Ali, same thing. So again, who's speaking? They actually told him to shut up and dribble. Well, well, well. They look at us like, again, like we're byproducts. We are byproducts of the ruling class. They need us to make money. We make money for the sports world. We got backlash from the beginning. You couldn't play. Discrimination, Jackie Robinson, we know the black history about that. The Royal Capanellas of the world. Couldn't catch, couldn't pitch, can't play quarterback, can't do this, this. All the bad things, this, and we the best. Always been the best, just held back. We are superior in sports, basically. The basic sport, we're very superior. People of color, with baseball, basketball, football, don't make any difference. The majors, the major sports. But the thing is that shut up and dribble. LeBron James, very eloquent speaker, by the way, well-versed in his conversation, and people lift him around the world. He's an icon in the sports world, most celebrated athlete probably in the world. He holds his ground. He spoke about the present in truth terms, exactly who he was and who he is. And most are afraid to do that. It's not a two-sided thing. It's a one-sided thing. This guy is a disruptor. This guy is incompetent. He's German. Look what that's all about. That's Jesse Owens. The ruling class. Everybody knows what this guy is all about. Everybody knows. He's adulterous. This guy's about nothing. Con artist. This guy is about nothing. The bomb brain just played it like a book, like I'm saying it now. Can't do it to me. But like I say, we got to understand when you have a platform, athletes need to speak up much, 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 much more. Because most blacks are afraid because they have a job and they would fire them. They can't fire LeBron James. He got $500 million or more. What you going to do with him? Nothing. And that's where we are. She's pissed because he makes money. Can't do anything about it. Shut up and dribble. Well, if old LeBron James told her to shut up and go in the kitchen or shut up and go get pregnant, she wouldn't have liked that. It's like he didn't like that either. Our problem with us sometimes, we don't retaliate. They call us all kind of names. And we just sort of take them. Anything they want to do, just do it. We just sort of sit down. We just sort of take it. I don't take it. And I'm glad LeBron James, he didn't take it. I'm so proud of LeBron James. Sports versus politics. We have to get more energetic going this route. Because they are our platform. The Currys of the world, LeBron James, the Wades, they are very good at this. You see what they've done to the quarterback, San Francisco, Kaepernick, what they did to him. See, they can do things to the backlash. That we're afraid of. He can't get a job. But he got $12 million. He don't need no job, really. But this is what they do to you. They ban you a certain way to do things, certain things to you. It's what they're known for. Just that culture. This is their culture to tell lies. But the biggest lie when I was in school, you know, in history, was slavery was not profitable. Slavery was not profitable. Why would you keep some around 275 years if it's not profitable? This is what they told us. And they validated why it was not profitable. They're trying to validate food stamps. Same thing. Get you a box of $90 worth of food that you don't even want. They basically constipate you. Unnutritional. This guy is crazy. Send a box of food to him. $90 worth of food to him. Living a life of luxury on taxpayers' money. Weekend golfing outfits. Event. This ain't never happened before. And we look at it. We don't talk about it at all. We're scared to say anything. Well, I'm not. You got a crook in the White House. You got a con artist up in there. And I'm glad LeBron James and Fox News is same as they are. They're a racist cable company. They're going to stay that way. It's just who they are. They teach hate and they talk hate. Their idol is Russ Limbaugh. The LeBron James, I'm so happy. We need more LeBron James. A lot more. We need thousands of LeBron James to speak out. But you can't separate so much because you're getting paid by someone else who cut your paycheck off. That's why, you know, LeBron James should be, because he has a platform. Other people, other athletes like him, who are very eloquent in their speech, who put facts together and tell the truth. We got a lying president, a pathological liar.
Emmanuel, we are running out of time. I would like for you to share with our listening audience MPH's position on the nature of African or Black History Month. How do MPH view it? And give us a summation on today's topic, The World is Watching Us.
Well, Black History Month, I look at it, we should have 12 Black History Months, not just the shortest month of the year, which is February. That's where Mr. Page History look at it. We look at it as all 12 months. It's Black History. No one's going to pigeonhole us into one month, February. When is White History Month? They got the other 11 months? Well, well, well. When is Native American History Month? Well, well, well. That's when we look at it. Like, start next month, but in March, we're going to need some Black history facts, many facts, talk about a hero's invention. We're going to talk about a few things that happened recently in Black history. Blacks, you know, donate to history. The young girl at MIT got a 5.0 average. She basically going to put a rocket ship in Mars. We're going to talk about Black folks we never heard of before, who are making all kinds of strides. So, you know, George Washington Carver's, Harriet Tubman's, all that's fine and great. Let's talk about recent Black history. Historical figures of today that's making history. Young millennials are making history. We're going to talk about them. I say Black History Month, to me, is all 12 months. That's the MPH look at it. We don't look at one month, but people hold to one month as being Black History Month. All 12 months. Just like the ruling class have all 12 months, we have the same thing. Let's take and expand our wings and say Black History Year every year, all 12 months.
And you found it to us on The World's Watching and asking Emmanuel, the world wanted to know what is going on inside the U.S. What would you say to them?
Well, the U.S. is being dismantled, democracy is being dismantled by this guy trying to be a dictator. It's his way of the highway. He done fired over 40-some-odd people. 130 people do not have clearances to handle the dock, but they're handling Our national security is going to hell. They're invading our election laws and election machines and everything else. Are we very vulnerable? This guy is making us vulnerable. He's trading with our adversaries for his conversation concern. He's talking to Russia like ain't nothing to it. That's our chief adversary. It's Russia. Understand North Korea. We're going to put sanctions against them. What about the sanctions Congress passed to put on Russia? He has not ended none of those sanctions yet or signed off on them, basically. But, of course, he's doing North Korea. North Korea is about the size of Maine. No problem. No problem. Russia's a problem. Not the size of Maine. Whole different ballgame. So the world is watching us how we announce ourselves to the world. Everybody wish Obama was back. He was our best president we ever had. And I'll validate that. There's no scandals. Almost every president has had a scandal. Clean White House for 8 years. Clean. Squeaky clean. And they don't like it. So you got to find something to disparage them by saying anything you can. Blame them for anything that happened. They blaming them for the FBI probe that because the election should have stopped it, when Russia started doing it in 2016. Well. Everything is blamed on Obama. Obama comes out their mouth almost every day. Obama not the president anymore. The best president we ever had in this country is gone. The second best was Kennedy killed him. They don't want a person of character. They want a person of discharacter as much as possible. That's how this culture runs. We run on crookedness. Capitalism is our main forte here. That's how we run. There's no other way to interpret this. We're dismantling a democracy. This president has to be impeached. We got to get his people out of office, and the people that enhance him, embrace him. We got to get them out of office. He is disrupting everything. Everything and everybody in it, basically. He's a racist. Everybody knows it. You cannot have a racist in a democracy. The world is watching.
And on that note, Emmanuel, we're going to have to stop you. We'd like to thank you for giving your perspective on our theme today, which was The World is Watching. And we'd like to thank our listening audience and our participants for participating on today's program. We'd like to remind everyone that this is Missing Pages History. It's a bi-weekly program. You can always tune in to us on every other Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m., that's Eastern Standard Time, U.S. For comments and questions, please email us at missingpagesofhistory1@yahoo.com. Again, to find out more information, go to our website, www.mphinc.org. And don't forget that let's join in together and continue to fill in our missing pages of history. Our next program will be on March the 10th, 1 p.m. We hope to hear you then. Until next time, let's continue to fill in our missing pages of history.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up. Oh, that Peter goes after. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours unhurt. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah,
get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah,
stand up for your rights.
Get up, stand up,
get up, stand up, stand up for your rights.